Oliver Fisher's a demographer and a conflict monitoring and response officer at the Census Bureau, and his work in southern Sudan has made him a Service to America nominee in the Call to Service category. Oliver, it's a pleasure to talk to you and hear and read your story and find out what you did. Thanks for being on the program today.
Thanks for having me today, Francis.
The nomination on the Partnership for Public Services website says that you landed two unusual assignments that contributed to U.S. policy aimed at bringing about a fair and peaceful vote for southern Sudan to declare its independence from the northern part of the country. How did you get involved in this in the first place?
Well, you know, I work at the U.S. Census Bureau, and from 2006 through 2008, I worked with the Southern Sudan Center for Census Statistics and Evaluation in conducting a household health survey and also in preparing for a population and housing census. And it is through that work that I was selected as a civilian response corps member to deploy to Sudan for a six-month period as a conflict monitoring response officer. And my role there was to establish relationships with local stakeholders such as traditional authority leaders, village elders, county commissioners, religious leaders, and so on, in order to gain a better understanding of any potential instability that might impact their referendum or their independence vote, and then wherever possible to serve as a mediator of local disputes. Now, it's through this position that I was able to extend the reach of the United States government beyond Juba or the main city of southern Sudan and collaborate with some local stakeholders in some of the most remote areas of the south. And to give your listeners maybe a bit more context of southern Sudan, it's a region the size of Texas, which has about 100 miles of paved road. So it's moving around the country is quite a task in and of itself.
All of the things that you went through here, I think, and all of the successes that you had can be based around one word, correct me if I'm wrong, and the word that I would use is trust. Getting all of the people who literally wanted to kill each other to be able to trust each other and give up the willingness and desire to want to kill each other and participate in a process that allowed everybody to have a voice, is that concept is incredible to me. Do I have it right? Is that essentially what your task was?
Yes, it was. I mean, something new for the people outside, the southern Sudanese outside of Juba, was to have a U.S. government official make numerous appearances to the rural areas. So it was through these numerous visits that I was able to really establish relationships, gain trust, and then also gain a better understanding of the local conflict or the dynamics of the conflicts in that area, and then report that information back to the U.S. government and try to influence our policy to provide support to southern Sudan in having a peaceful referendum. So yes, you're correct. Building trust was a major component of my work.
What kind of response do you get when you go into a place like that and say we're from the United States and we'd like to help you out?
Well, I have to tell you, I was extremely surprised at showing up in some rural area and being the first Westerner or U.S. government employee. And I would understand some skepticism, but I was greeted always with extremely warmly, and they were very generous people.
Interesting, because that kind of is contrary to, I think, the image that most people, not just in the broader population, but maybe even inside the federal government, would have about how they'd be perceived somewhere.
Definitely, and also when one reads the newspaper, it kind of gets lost of how kind and warm the people of southern Sudan truly are.
Talk about the situation that they're in today as a result of the ability to choose their own way of moving forward, their own leadership in a peaceful way.
Well, from January 9th to 15th, they had a referendum where citizens of southern Sudan, or actually southern Sudanese, were able to vote as to whether to secede from the north. This now will claim independence on July 15th and begin truly becoming their own nation. They have worked hard. I mean, it's a country that's been in decades of civil war, so it's an opportunity that many people have been waiting for their entire lives, and they're working hard towards becoming a new nation.
As this new nation develops, talk about the implications that has for the United States, where you have a country where theoretically at least, moving forward, we now have an ally instead of, at the least, having a neutral country that is inside its own borders at war and therefore not in a position certainly to be an ally of the United States.
Yeah. You know, the United States does continue to work towards building lasting peace in Sudan, especially with a focus. My focus was on southern Sudan. So they're focused on building lasting peace, but also while promoting justice and accountability, respect for human rights, and fair and equitable development. So our involvement will continue to provide support to the south, to southern Sudan.
One of the parts of your story I thought was particularly fascinating was the fact that you not only got, I'm sure, a lot of satisfaction and a lot of personal gratification and fulfillment out of the work that you did there, but you also got appendicitis while you were in the Sudan and had to be evacuated for a week.
Yeah, it's amazing what stories hold. I'm surprised how often that comes up. Yeah, I was in a very rural village, which took me a helicopter ride and about a four-hour boat ride to get to. I thought that I had malaria, but then decided to go to a Doctors Without Borders to get it checked out. They had diagnosed me with acute appendicitis, and I was very impressed with how quickly the U.S. government was able to medevac me to Nairobi, where I then had my appendix removed and returned to Sudan about 5 days later and was back to work.
When I think about some of the things that have kept me from coming to work from time to time and kept me out of work for a week, appendicitis is nowhere near the list, and especially doing it under the conditions in which you were doing it. So you should get an award just for that and forget the whole making peace in a country thing. What do you do to top this, I guess, is my last question. You're a relatively young guy, and I'll leave it for people to go find your information on federalnewsradio.com/in-depth to get the exact number, but you're still pretty early in your career. I mean, where do you go after you've made peace in an entire country?
Well, I wouldn't say I've made peace in an entire country, but I will continue to support southern Sudan. I hope to, I'll actually be returning there in August to provide an introduction to demography workshop, and we'll also hopefully help them in the next phase as they become a new country and conduct their next census. I hope to be there by their side and provide them technical capacity and or technical support and capacity building efforts to conduct a quality census, to enhance governance practices, and make sure that their people's voices are heard.